Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a conversation with Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Jesse James recently left his job as the chief of police in the city of Altoona, a title he previously held along with fire chief, to take up his newly elected responsibility of serving as state representative in the 68th Assembly District. Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer says he's glad that someone else with law enforcement background will now be working in the state legislature.
I've been sitting on the legislative committee with Badger Sheriff for many years, and it's good to have people in law enforcement or in the fire service understand some of the issues that we're up against every day. I tried to bring an armored vehicle through a federal program to Eau Claire, and the media pushback from people was, why do we need something like that? Jesse understands the issues that are going on. He understands the partnerships that need to be developed between police and fire, because each police department can't do it by themselves, nor sheriff's department. So we've got a number of teams, like our tactical team, our drug unit. They're multi-county resources that really cuts the cost of the taxpayer. He understands, you know, like protective status for correctional officers. We'd really like to see protective status, and that's something we've been working on for a number of years, and the legislature wouldn't take it to a vote last session. Hopefully this session we'll have a couple people that are former law enforcement. Dano from Trempealeau County representative, he's former law enforcement. So we'll have some advocates in Madison, both Democrat, Republican, that understand the issue.
Except the Democrat Sheriff Kramer is referring to, Representative Chris Dano of the 92nd Assembly District, was defeated in 2016 by Republican Trig Pronshinsky of Mondovi. Dano's absence may all the more underline the significance from a law enforcement perspective of having someone like Jesse James, a former police chief, being a voice and having a presence in Madison. Chippewa Valley This Week also talked to Sheriff Kramer about the concern over the lack of space in the Eau Claire County Jail. This past Tuesday, Eau Claire County Administrator Catherine Schaaf said the county can build a fourth pod in its jail, but emphasized what the county can't afford is to staff and operate the space. Schaaf told the Leader Telegram, "The real conundrum isn't the build-out, it's the ongoing year-after-year costs of operating an additional pod in the jail." Schaaf and jail staff, attending the first meeting of the newly created Jail Population Review Committee, estimated that cost at more than $2 million a year. Schaaf calls that a huge amount of money, saying, "Within our levy limits, there's no way." Eau Claire County spent $200,000 to send inmates elsewhere last year, 6 years after the county opened a new jail, and projections call for that figure to rise in coming years as the number of inmates outgrows available jail space. This week, Sheriff Kramer told the Leader Telegram there are other counties shipping out inmates, noting Eau Claire County has contracts with Chippewa and Dunn counties. Kramer says in the future, being able to find enough bed space is a concern. Again, when Chippewa Valley This Week talked to Sheriff Kramer recently about the concern and the need for expanding the Eau Claire County Jail, he told us,
"Well, we're still working. We've got 6 months on a county resolution to bring back several different plans. They want to take a look, but I will tell you, and we've talked on a number of occasions, where we are doing a lot of different programming that wasn't done 15 years ago. Has it slowed down the amount of people coming to our jail? In certain areas, yes. We're seeing more felony cases being adjudicated in our court system. Matter of fact, the district attorney said this year there was 400 more felonies, so that means added people to the putting pressure on our jail. We're already housing people in Chippewa and Dunn, but so is Marathon County. So Marathon County is in the same situation we're in. What I'm telling the public is, we will continue to work at reduction in programming, but programming's not always works. The first time, it's like alcohol treatment. How many people that you know have failed in alcohol treatment the first or second time? Some people, if they come into the criminal justice system, will self-correct. The first occasion, they'll never come back. But that's a low number for us. We're seeing a lot of return people. We have 1,200 active warrants. We have 1,600 people on probation. And any weekend, those people could be rearrested or fall off the wagon and be rearrested under a new charge and come to the jail. We need the bricks and mortar. And the problem we had last time was the county board made their own decision not to build out that fourth pod. The jail inspector and our staff said, build it, because it would have been $3.5 million. We would have had it set. We would not have had to staff it, but we would have had the project done. Now it'll be 18 months from the time they give us a go-ahead till completion. And in that time period, we may run out of jail space in western Wisconsin.
So I heard you say that on TV 13 a couple weeks ago. Is that the plan? I mean, you're waiting to get approval for that fourth pod to go ahead and carry out what you feel like should have been done a year and a half ago?
Yeah, we're going to do, we're sitting down with various players in the criminal justice system, our CJCC, and talk about what would that cell block look like. Would it be a treatment block? Would it be an honor block? Would it be direct supervision? Or do we just need more max and medium cells? Our female population from 4 years ago has really jumped due to methamphetamine, due to criminal cases that we see coming in, but a lot of it's drug-related things that we're seeing. And let me assure you, we have nobody sitting on misdemeanor marijuana charges in our jail. Those people are deferred. They're put into different programs. They're not coming to jail on misdemeanor-type cases. However, the probation violators are the ones, the 1,400 to 1,500 people we have on probation, they're the ones that we see come in, and they're sucking a lot of our jail bed days up because they have a new case. They're not being released because they were on probation and failed. And one of the things we keep asking the judges, why do you keep placing people on probation when they failed previously? It doesn't make any sense. Give them a shorter jail sentence. So these are the things that we'll be talking about as we move through. Captain Dan Brezina is doing a white paper right now to get ready to present to the county board. We've shown statistics that our numbers since 1975 keep going up. Our population in the Chippewa Valley has increased, both Altoona, Eau Claire, you know, so we're seeing a growth in the area. So it is one of those things that as our population grows, we are going to catch some criminal people that need to be incarcerated.
You know, Governor-elect Evers has talked about lessening the jail population. There is this treatment mindset that's out there. Do you have any thoughts about that?
It's expensive. I don't think the new governor understands, like we see, with methamphetamine, the failure rate is huge. Drug courts nationally are only 14% effective. So what does that tell you? We're spending $2 million a year on our drug courts in Eau Claire County. We're getting some success cases, but we're not getting 75, 80% success case with that. So some of the people, it's really a fallacy. When the governor talks about we're gonna cut the prison system in half, that is if, when you take a look at the people, half of our prison population is from one county, Milwaukee County, and take a look what it takes to get put in prison nowadays. We give people several chances. The people that are in prison really deserve to be there. But it's one of those things that every county then, if you start developing treatment programs in every county, it's going to be an expense. The taxpayers are going to have to foot that bill. And are they willing to foot that bill at double the expense right now? Because we're spending $2 million, and if we're only getting 14% cure rate, how much more money do you want to put at it to see if we can bring that percentage up? That's a lot of the questions we're asking.
Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer tells Chippewa Valley this week he's quite aware of how serious the meth epidemic is, and with a less than 10% recovery rate, he's committed to doing all he can to join with others in making sure that the meth epidemic doesn't get any worse than it already is.
It is really low on meth, and we've been in this thing since 1995 with meth in our area, and it's continued to pyramid. Fortunately, it's not in our high schools yet. If it goes there, Then we've got some real serious issues with the high school age kids. And then the state wants to talk about legalizing marijuana in this legislative session. And to me, again, I've worked undercover. I've watched people. I've talked to them. It's a substance abuse problem. We've got a substance abuse problem in this state. You know, we see the statistics come out of how much beer we drink, how much brandy we drink in this state. When's the last time, and I ask people this, when's the last time you've been to a non-alcoholic wedding reception? No alcohol. I've been to one in my life, and it was over at Stoughton University. And I was proud to say the guy, his dad worked for our sheriff's department, and they made a point of saying, this is about our friends. We don't want you getting drunk and driving away and us being the fault of that. So again, we have to ask ourselves socially and morally. I mean, I think our forefathers knew when we opened Prohibition that we were going to have social issues that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for. But people don't step back and take a look at that. Our ERs on the overdoses and overdose deaths, that person's taken out permanently. But meth people don't overdose. So they're going to be in our system. And when they get out of jail, what are they going to do? They're going to go right back to what they were doing because they haven't cured themselves.
And what is Sheriff Kramer's opinion of dropping the fine for marijuana possession to $1 in the city of Eau Claire?
Well, it's a bit ludicrous because Eau Claire County, we have an ordinance, and our ordinance is going to stay the same.
So Werthmann was making a statement, basically. The city
sure. I mean, there's people wanting to say, well, we're going to legalize it. But the bad message is, the dollar fine, the court cost is still over $100 by the time they pay that. But what you're telling certain people is, oh, it's okay to smoke. Is it okay to smoke in the parks? Is it okay to smoke down at the market, the open market? If you make that statement, and I had to go on record, as you remember, we had a music festival here, and one of the music folks said, bring your weed if you got it. And I said, We're going to react just as we would. We're not turning a blind eye to it. So again, it's a social issue, and we've seen it in the families. And a lot of the people I've talked to that got into meth, got into other harder drugs, where did you start out with?
Sure.
Marijuana. And it truly still is a gateway drug. And I'm not backing up alcohol at all either. I'm saying that we've got a social issue in the state of Wisconsin. And fortunately, I heard a news report the other night, the Eau Claire Police Department only had 2 alcohol arrests for New Year's Eve. And that's a pretty good statement to be able to say they had extra people on. But I see more people going out and they're using Uber, public transportation, and they're being very conscious about I don't need the fine, or if you have a CDL, you can only have 0.04 in your system. So again, a lot of people want to keep their jobs. And I see in the legislature now they want to criminalize that first offense, which they've been trying to do for many, many years. Well, if you criminalize it, does that mean more jail time for more people? So we'll be watching the legislature, and that's why I'm proud to have Jesse, you know, only a phone call away, and I want him to call on law enforcement-related issues as they come up in the legislature, and vice versa. I'll call him with concerns that we have from our area as we see them rise up.
Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer talking to us on Chippewa Valley this week. In that conversation, he made reference to the CJCC, the Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, and at its December meeting, the Eau Claire County Board directed that council to complete a comprehensive analysis of the Eau Claire County jail population and provide a report by June of this year. Our thanks to Eau Claire County Sheriff Ron Kramer for the conversation that we brought you on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Make sure to check out our podcast or refer others to it at WWIB.com. I'm Mark Halverson.